Imagine a potential client, ready to buy, finger hovering over a pricing table. Then they stop. They read a dense wall of features, see three different plans with no clear winner, and they click away. That near sale vanishes, not because the product wasn't good, but because the design didn't make the choice feel safe or obvious. Today, we solve that.
Welcome to Learning with the Tools of the Imagination. I'm Michael Wallace from MG Wallace Design Studios. Today's quick promise, three studio moves you can apply to any pricing page, frame, package, microcopy, and a 60-second imagination exercise you can prototype this week. Plus, grab the pricing kit when you register at mgwdstudios.com/submit after the episode.
Hey everyone, excited for this one. Pricing pages are where design and sales shake hands. Small visual decisions make big differences.
All right, first, why do people freeze at price? Three quick mental traps: choice overload, too many directions, anchoring, no clear reference for value, and perceived unfairness. When value isn't obvious, we assume we're being nickeled and dimed. Those are the failure modes designers need to diagnose. Choice overlook looks like a grid of tiny check marks and fine print features. Anchoring fails when the recommended plan is the same price as the next one, but with more wordy features. Nothing stands out. Perceived unfairness shows up as confusing trial terms or buried refund policies. Those subtle things erode trust faster than a bad headline.
In studio reviews, we walk through mental models. Is the user comparing like for like? Are we showing the right reference points? Often, the fix is a simple hierarchy tweak. One dominant card, two supporting options, and suddenly choices feel intentional.
That leads to our first core move: frame the decision with visual hierarchy. Think hero card, a single visually dominant pricing card that signals the intended choice. Use contrast, size, color, subtle motion to draw the eye, and keep supporting options visually quieter. Voice the feature list as benefits, not bullet sludge. In audio terms, describe the main benefit in one short sentence up top, then a quick snapshot of what's included.
A practical recipe: design one hero card. Give it 60-70% of the visual weight, then make the others 30-40%. Use tier snapshots, three short lines that answer, who is this for? What's included? What's the immediate outcome? That snapshot is your audio-friendly elevator pitch for each card.
Move 2. Package architecture that nudges without tricking. Use anchoring and decoys ethically. For example, set a high-value anchor plan so your intended plan looks like the rational middle choice. Except do it with transparency. Make the anchor's higher price and features obvious so people understand the contrast. Offer three tiers max in most cases. Less is usually more.
From a production and business angle, one thing I love is the tier snapshot backed by obvious deliverables. When clients see exactly what's in a package, what files, what support, they stop guessing. That clarity reduces post-purchase friction and returns. In showrooms or signage, we do the same. Call out the hero offering so people don't get decision fatigue.
Move 3. Objection-busting microcopy. Think of microcopy as tiny trust-building tools. Lead with a short reassurance line under the price, X result in Y weeks. Only include claims you can prove. Microcopy lives beside the call to action and answers the question that forms in the buyer's head before they have to ask it.
And write it for scanning. Keep sentences short, no more than 10 words when possible. Use parallel structure on tier bullet points, one-liners that start the same way so the eye can compare quickly. On accessibility, ensure color contrast for the hero card and that the order still makes sense when read aloud by a screen reader.
For prototyping, three quick paths. Low-tech, create static PNGs or PDFs and do hallway tests. Ask five people which they'd pick and why. Mid-tech, use a landing page builder with two variants to run short A/B tests for a week. Dev-backed, implement a single card change and monitor trial starts or click-through rate to checkout. If you don't have analytics, watch micro-conversions, CTA clicks, signups for more info, or even time on page as proxies.
Quick note about measurement. Don't obsess over absolute numbers on day one. Look for signal. Does the hero card variation increase clicks to start trial? Does the micro copy lower friction in chat or support tickets? Those are real signals you can act on.
Now, a concise deconstruction from our studio work. We redesigned a client's pricing from a dense matrix to a hero card approach. The change, one dominant plan, clear snapshot lines, and a short refund reassurance under the CTA. Result, trial starts increased by 18% in a two-week test. Key lesson, small, honest clarifications beat complicated bundles.
In that same project, we also reduced tiers from 5 to 3. It felt scary to remove options, but the data was obvious. Fewer choices reduced hesitation. We recommended a conservative rollout. First, change the visual weight of the hero card, then after a week, adjust tier counts if needed.
All right, imagination break. Close your eyes for a second, or if you're driving, just picture this. I'll time a 60-second sketch in your head. Think of a single pricing card for your product. Step 1, name the customer. Who is this plan for? Step 2, write one short benefit sentence. What will they get in plain language? Step 3, list 3 snapshot items that are most tangible: files delivered, hours of support, outcome metric. Step 4, add a one-line reassurance under the price. Ready? Go.
60 seconds up. How'd that feel? If you sketched or narrated even a rough card, you've got a prototype. Now, turn that card into a static image or a landing section and show it to 3 people. That's your minimum viable experiment.
Quick checklist to take away. 1, create a dominant hero card. 2, simplify tiers. 3 is often ideal. 3, add microcopy that answers the main objection under the CTA. Test one change at a time.
If you want templates and low-tech measurement ideas, head to mgwdstudios.com/submit to register to gain access to all our templates. We've included downloadable card templates, microcopy snippets you can adapt, and guidance for experiments that don't require heavy analytics. Test for a week and share your before-afters. Seeing the work is the best part of the studio.
And if you're running into production questions, like how to represent deliverables or timelines, our kit includes copy examples that make those concrete. Practical clarity matters in sale and in delivery.
One last ethical note before we sign off. Use these tools to communicate real value, not to mask it. Be transparent about refunds, trials, and what's included. The best pricing pages make customers feel respected, not tricked.
Thanks for tuning in. Next episode, we'll unpack illustration systems that scale across campaigns, how to keep style consistent and still feel fresh. Subscribe, test one pricing tweak this week, and drop your before afters at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you next time.
Bye, everyone. Can't wait to see what you create.
Good luck. Make it clear, make it honest.